This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, and Daryl standing by in Berea to give us a little bit of an update on what is going on out in Berea. I think Daryl's on the comrade. So, Daryl, are you there? Never mind. Daryl is right here. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys.
Well, hey. My friend, how was practice?
Well, practice is yet to be practiced.
So. Over the last couple days, I mean, I should probably preface it that way. Sorry.
I mean, they had one on Monday after taking the weekend off, so... I mean, look, they just based on, you know, what's coming out of the locker room right now, it feels like that they believe that they're ready to go for the season. Kevin Stefanski said, and you guys obviously had the presser on there earlier, feels like they're in good shape from a health standpoint. And for me, that's, I think, one of the most important things, right? Everybody's healthy. Pieces and parts are going to be available. Mike Hall Jr., really the only guy with that knee injury. He's the only one on the active 53 that is not expected to practice today. Don't really know when he's going to be able to get out there for them. But, you know, otherwise, they're in pretty good health. And as I said, I think that that's one of the most significant things for them heading into week one is that they are healthy.
Daryl, they didn't put Mike on the IR. What do you think the timeline might be?
Yeah, I mean, who knows at this point? And obviously, they're not going to give up a whole lot of information regarding that, Jeff. But I would say this: the fact that they did not put him on IR, they didn't put him on PUP, where he misses the first 4 weeks of the season, right? That obviously it tells you that, you know, a week or two, right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe three. We've had this situation in the past with injuries, right? Where they have not done that, right? And the guy did end up missing 4 weeks. And then people like me have to ask, hey, you know, he did miss, like, you could have, like, freed up a roster spot there. Why didn't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we just, you know, thought he was going to be back. He did. He went back, and that is what it is. But I would say that obviously they organizationally they feel pretty positive about his progress to not, you know, have him miss the first 4 weeks of the season.
Daryl, we've been kicking around Joe Flacco and what the expectation is for him this season. What are your expectations for Joe Flacco?
Look, first of all, he's got to be healthy, okay? Secondly, if they're able to protect him, I think he gives them their best chance to win. And as long as he's healthy, he's not turning the football over, and they're able to win a couple of games, they're going to stick with him. If he is turning the ball over and they're not winning games and the offense is not doing what they expect it to do, then the leash is going to get short. And they will then turn it over to one of the rookies, most likely Dylan Gabriel, right? So that's the reality of this. And I think that deep down, Joe knows and understands the situation for what it is. He's obviously not going to talk about it all that much, but he gets it. He knows what the deal is. So he's got to stay healthy. He's got to go out and play well and then win some games here along the way.
Daryl Ryder joining us. The running game to me is clearly one of the keys to what they're trying to do this year, Daryl. Can they get it done with Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson? Is Rocket Sanders viable here? I mean, he's the big guy that, you know, it looks like a Quinshon Judkins knockoff. I wonder. Well, is that accurate? That's kind of accurate, isn't it?
That's why I laughed.
I wonder, okay. And, you know, good running backs can run behind good offensive lines, and I think they can pull it off. But, man, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's one of the enigmas going into this season, right? I mean, they drafted Quinshon with the thought that he was going to be the new franchise running back one, right? And that he was going to be an integral part of this offense. Like, Dylan Sampson, nice kid, but not a lot of wow from him in the preseason and during training camp. And that's okay. Like, that's not a criticism, but that's a fact, right?
Right.
Just not a lot of wow from him. Jerome Ford, I mean, I think it is what it is, you know, there. Nice player. I don't think I have running back one expectation for him from a production standpoint, but he has to fill those shoes because Judkins is not available. And, you know, so I know what they want from their running game. I just don't know what to expect from it, from a proficiency standpoint and a production standpoint. And I don't know if it's all that fair to expect a lot from it at this point without having Judkins in the fold.
Give me your confidence level in the offensive line.
If they're healthy, it's a 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I agree with you, Daryl. I agree.
I mean, look, DeJuan Jones, when he was healthy as a rookie, when he stepped in, right? We remember that roller coaster, right? You know,
right.
You go back to his rookie season, struggled to get through rookie minicamp, right? And we're making the jokes and all that. And then Conklin gets hurt. He goes to right tackle, goes in, plays pretty well. Then left tackle gets hurt. He's got to go over to the left side. And then he was arguably one of the best left tackles in the game that season until he got hurt. Okay. So the talent's there. He resculpted his body this offseason. He looks great. He's just a massive human being. Big test this week with Trey Hendrickson, right? Well, welcome back to Juan. You get Trey Hendrickson right out of the gate, but like he's got the talent. Jack Conklin, same thing. When he's healthy, he's one of the best right tackles in the game. So if they're able to stay healthy up front, they're going to be fine. Not worried about it at all. Now, Ethan Posick injured the knee there in training camp. Good to see him on the practice field Monday. They're pretty optimistic he's going to be able to go Sunday. But, yeah, if that offensive line is able to stay healthy, man, I'm very, very confident in that group. They're very experienced. They're very talented. And to me, it all comes down to health and availability.
So if the offensive line is healthy, why do you think that we're hoping for a meh offensive season from our quarterbacks and our skill players. If the offensive line is a 10, right, and they can play well, I believe Joe Flacco can get anybody the ball. I mean, he doesn't have to be the greatest quarterback on earth to do that, but he throws a good ball. He's able to see the field better than most. And, like, why wouldn't we expect more out of this? Why does everybody think that this team is, you know, 30th at best in the league?
Well, because there's questions at receiver, not named Jerry Jeudy, and there's questions with the running game. That's why. Plain and simple. Like, don't know what to expect from the running backs. Don't know what to expect from anybody not named Jerry Jeudy. That's 100%. And Joe Flacco's 40 years old. And
you're not sure about the running game.
Yeah, and he didn't exactly light it up in Indianapolis, even though that was a messed up situation. And I think that there's something to be said for the environment and the situation and things like that. But, I mean, that's why, now, if they can get a little something from the running game, if Cedric Tillman can blossom into the player, which, by the way, before he suffered that concussion, let's not remember.
He's on his way.
Cedric was, he was going off.
He was on his way, Daryl. He looked good.
He really was. So if he turns into the player that we started to see last year before that concussion, right? Okay, that's a massive win for the Browns. If Isaiah Bond can come in here and contribute as a rookie, right, and use that speed to get on top of defenses and make some big plays down the field, that's a win. I'm a big believer in Harold Fannin Jr. He's kind of my guy. I love the pick when it was made during the draft. Based on what I've seen in practice from him, and I think the sky's the limit for that kid. I really do. So there is potential here, and that's the thing. There is potential here. It's just, are they going to be able to realize the potential? And I think that a lot of the national folks who aren't here covering the team every day, that really pay the cursory attention to the Browns, they're sitting there saying, "Yeah, there's just not a flash on the offensive side of the ball. Joe Flacco is 40 years old. They really don't have much in the receiver room. The running game right now, there's not much to be spoken for there. The offensive line has been dealing with injuries." So, I get why the national pundits feel the way they do. But listen, I certainly see scenarios where this could ultimately be a much more fun football season here in Cleveland than a lot of folks want to predict.
Daryl, we said it earlier in the show. You just said it, too, because you said if. So there are a lot of ifs. And if some of the ifs get answered in a positive way, this could be a lot more fun than a lot of people think it's going to be. But there are a lot of ifs.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just the reality of where they're at in their team-building process. Yep. And, they've got 12 rookies on the 53. There's obviously, they won't say it organizationally, but obviously, there is some intentionality with the youth movement, with the roster, right, to try and infuse some youth into the roster, which is very expensive. I think it's a cash payroll somewhere around $314 million, which is amongst the league leaders in that respect. So, and they need to do that. There's going to be a massive transition on the offensive line at some point in the next year or two. You got a couple of guys that are in their contract years as well. But, yeah, there's a lot of ifs here with this football team, mostly on the offensive side of the ball. And as we know, this is an offensive league.
Hmm. Daryl, thank you as always. We appreciate you. And we're always watching on YouTube and checking it out at 923thefan.com. Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet, guys.
All right. He is Daryl Ryder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.